Recording in progress.
Okay, gents, questions in the room first for Maxi, and then we'll go to Zoom. So hands in the air, we'll get started. Ibrahim, just in before Robin.
Maxi, what happened?
In the game?
Yeah.
I thought it was a great performance from us, and I thought we got unlucky. I mean, I think if you ask all the players, coaching staff, I thought we were gave 100% effort through the 95 minutes, and we executed the game plan that we wanted. I think we were unlucky with chances, crosses. Calls didn't go our way. That goal that disallowed, obviously we think it's a goal, and that changes the game. I think unlucky. I think all the guys put 100% out there, and we played well.
You came in very, very late from the trip, and also when you played so well in that game against Calgary, and then you suffered that late goal and lost 2-1, how was it difficult for you guys to pick yourself up for this challenge, knowing that you needed to win at all costs to keep that dream of a top four finish inside?
Yeah, I mean, turnover was quick, and we felt we were really unlucky against Calgary, and we just feel like today we're getting unlucky lately. The ball's just not bouncing our way, and we have 4 games left to change that around and keep it going. I mean, playoffs is still there, and we're confident that we can make that top four, and we just keep going. We're looking to Ottawa on Sunday.
Robin.
Well, let's switch it up then. So there's still some games in the future, including, because of rescheduling, you have 2 more home games against Forge, who could be the champions or the defending champions, but they might be tired from going down to Central America. Is it too far to think ahead about playing them, or do you just have to focus on a away game in Ottawa?
We go 1 game at a time. We're looking forward to Sunday, but yeah, we've matched up well against Forge this year. We went to their place and won twice, so I'm sure we come here and get the results we need.
Luis,
could you please give us a perspective on how's the locker room right now after the result today and after what happened against Cavalry? How are you guys taking it as a whole, as a group?
Yeah, obviously we're upset at Calgary, up a man, and we lose the game, the game that we think we should have won. And yeah, I mean, we just picked our heads up, went straight to this game, and yeah, we're upset about the result today, but I think we're happy about how we played. A lot of chances, moved the ball well. Locker room's good.
Any other questions in the room for Maxi? Okay, Nate, let's transfer to Zoom.
Brian's up in the Zoom.
There you go, Brandon.
Thanks, Nate. I'll grab him here. Hey, Maxi, just congrats on the point today. Just maybe what sort of lessons can you guys pull away from this one to sort of get that ball, bouncing your way in the last 3 or 4?
I think we got to learn. Obviously, we don't want to go down a goal, especially 3 minutes after the halftime. So I think we just play the same way. Ball's going to start bouncing our way, and yeah, we just got to get more clinical around the box, I think. Sharpen up defensively a bit. But I think today, I thought we did really well. I thought the boys did really well, from Nate to Zahats and a whole back line. I think midfield moved well. I think us forwards, we were creating chances. I just think, yeah, we were unlucky with the thing. We just got to keep going.
And do you guys see this as more of a positive or a negative bet going into this sort of playoff race that, if you guys do make it in, you'll be on good form just by fact of that being necessary to actually get into the playoffs?
Obviously, I think we point at home. Right now, we see it as a negative, but the way we play it, I think we can use that as a positive going into these next 4 games. And Ottawa, we need 3 points, and we all know that, and play the same way, and we'll get those 3 points.
Thanks, Maxi, and good luck with the next one.
Thank you.
Maxi, you're done, bud.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Okay, gents. We'll take questions in the room first. Hands in the air. Ooh, a close run thing between Ibrahim and Robin. Robin, let's give you the first one.
I guess just thoughts of the whole game and what you dominated. I just outshot them, outcornered them, and yet you just, you know, tried so hard you couldn't get that winning goal. Your feelings on that?
Yeah, my feeling. I mean, look, you said it exactly what I was thinking. I thought, you know, we put in a great performance today. We dominated the match. We won our individual battles all over the park. The way we conceded, I wasn't happy with. You know, on Garros, you know, one ball splits our two center backs. He gets in and scores. But you know, the first half and the second half, the whole match, we felt like we were in their end. You know, we picked them apart at times. We got in great areas, and it wasn't going in for us today. It wasn't going in. I think we had 22 shots in total. I think it was eight on target or something. But you know, it was just it was one of those games where it just seemed like everything that we were doing, we just couldn't put it in the back of the net. But I can't fault the players' attitude and commitment today. I thought they were tremendous all over the park. They did everything that we asked, except, you know, just that final ball getting into the back of the net was our only worry. And then obviously, you know, the goal that Jordan Wilson did score, you know, we'll have to have a look at that, because still people don't really know what happened with it. He says it's come off his chest and gone in the back of the net, so we'll see.
And, you know, just playing East, I guess that was a hot goal. It just was anticipated everything, but I guess it's really hard to beat someone like who's sort of on their game.
Well, it is. You know, when you get a hot goalkeeper, it is difficult. Like we had it against Calgary. You know, we were at them. We had some unbelievable chances, got into great areas, and Carducci was making fantastic saves. Look, when a goalkeeper gets man of the match, you know that he's been tested an awful lot in that match, and tonight as well. James made some great saves as well.
What impact will this result have on the game against Athletic coming up next week?
What impact?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you have? I mean, the result, the draw, and we have Halifax also playing later too.
Yeah, Halifax is playing now. So, look, we need things to go our way a little bit. You know, we need Calgary to win. Then obviously we're heading to Ottawa, and that's a big game for us. Look, we said this is probably going to come down to the wire between a few clubs. So, look, we've picked up another point. We're still in a good position. We're still in the hunt. We've got four games left. We've got two at home, two on the road. So, and we're the type of team as well that won't be giving up. We're up for the challenge. We'll be up for every match. And I've been very pleased with the way that we've actually performed over the last few games. I just feel like we're getting stronger and stronger, and we just need that little bit of luck now.
Anything special in the training grounds to get the goals coming?
Well, I mean, look, we've scored 30 goals now.
Yeah.
I think that's the second most in the league, is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong. We're tied with Forge, right? So we're scoring goals. That's not the issue. We just need a couple more. And one, keep them out of the back of the net. Sometimes we let a few soft goals in here and there, but you know, we continue getting those right areas. We continue to score goals every match, and we just got to be a little bit better defensively at times to make sure that we don't let in those soft goals.
When that goal went in from Ongaru, there was a sense of deja vu that you had to come from behind again, you know, and get it done. What was going through your head when, you know, they scored?
They scored, but I know that we can score. I know we can score goals. I know the whole first half we were on the front foot. And we scored a few minutes after that, didn't we? So 6 minutes after that. And there's no doubt in my mind, you know, on that bench, if we concede, I feel like we're just going to go down the other way. We're going to get our opportunities and we're going to get one back. And we did. Freya took that goal perfectly. It was a great little touch, great finish. But yeah, look, we didn't stop. We didn't stop the rest of the match. We kept on going. We kept on putting them under pressure. We pressed them, and we just couldn't find the answer in the end.
You announced you'll be missing from the next game after picking up that time yellow card.
Yeah.
Does it make things complex or complicated for you?
Well, it always does when you your top players are missing games. I mean, look, we played without Isaiah. We played without Noah. They're two big players for us. But you rely on players to step up and embrace the challenge. So now there's going to be an opportunity for somebody else to play in that position.
Luis,
Hi, Coach. This has not been a good week for the team in general. It's been tough. How has the group reacted? What's your perspective on how the players are reacting to what the team is going through right now?
Say that again. I can't.
It hasn't been a good week for the team. It's been tough. So how are the players reacting as a group to that situation that you're facing right now?
It hasn't been a good for us. Good week for us. Look, you know, the players are fine. Of course they're disappointed. Nobody likes to lose, and you want to win every single match that you play. You know, that's what you play for. But with this young group, there's a hell of a lot of positives that we can take out of each game that we've played. The way they're progressing, the way that we as a team, where we are now to where we were at the beginning of the season, it's night and day. And yeah, they're disappointed because we want to win. We want to get into that playoffs. And I think now the players realize how close we are, and every game really, really matters. And you can see the effort that they put in every single match. So we know that you can't dwell on games that you've just played for too long, because you got to start focusing on that next match. And what we'll do is, you know, the guys will get home today. They'll be thinking about it. Tomorrow we'll have a conversation about it. And then it's done. It's finished, because you can't go back and you can't fix it. And then we'll start focusing on Ottawa and what the game plan will be against them.
Thank you.
Giancarlo.
Jimmy, today we saw something interesting. You put Lowell Wright and Ulbricht on the bench at the same time. What did you see out of that pairing, and is that something you'd like to see going forward?
Yeah, we put Lowell just underneath him. And at times when we're going to attack, then we started pushing Lowell a little bit higher. Yeah, look, I think we did it as well. The way I was looking at it is, one, for set plays as well, it gives us an extra little bit of height. Number two, Lowell's quite dangerous when he starts running at players. And he's played in that role before. We even in the bubble and throughout the season, we put him into that position. So I thought he did very well when he came on today. You know, he worked hard. I wish he pulled the trigger a couple of times, because he got in a couple of good areas where he should have released it rather than trying to play that threaded pass. But the game dictates a lot of the times what you're going to do, and how you see it, and what players are going to come into certain positions, and what shape you're going to shift into as well. And we just felt it was the right time where, you know, Lowell was going to be that guy that was going to drop in underneath Julian, and at times play alongside him. So, you know, we changed our formation as well for this match. We went into a 4-1-4-1 near enough. And then when we defended, we changed our formation as well. We dropped Subba back. So the game dictates everything that you're going to do. You've got to be able to adjust. You can never be afraid of change.
And a follow-up for me, Jordan Faria gets that goal. And you've seen this development since he's come from TFC2. What was that moment like for you to see that?
It was great for me, because I know how long Jordan's been waiting to get into the lineup. You know, he's been frustrated with the injury that he picked up at the beginning of the season. And what happens, you end up chasing the season now, trying to chase your fitness levels, because the majority of the guys now throughout the league, our team, have played 20-odd-something games or whatever it is. So Jordan's worked awfully hard to get where he is now, and it's good to see that he's getting more minutes. He's starting to get a little bit more confidence, and his fitness is coming along. So, yeah, I'm glad, and I was delighted for him to get a goal, because I know how down and frustrated he's been over the last few months.
I'm guessing that we can move on to the Zoom portion of the presser, Nate.
Brandon, go ahead.
Thanks, Nate. Hey, Jimmy. I know Giancarlo sort of already asked you about the Faria thing, but just coincidental that I asked you about Faria yesterday and then he scores today, or?
Yeah, no kidding, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did just want to ask, though, on sort of that vein, sort of that train of thought. You guys, I believe with this one, have now crossed 7,000 U21 minutes on the season. Just sort of how much of a focus has that been for the club this year to get those guys bedded in and started?
Yeah, it's been a big focus for us. You know, we got a great group of young guys here that, you know, over the next couple of years, I think are going to be fantastic footballers for the club, and I think they're going to have great careers. And you know, at the beginning of the season, when you have that many young guys, you don't know how it's going to pan out, but with these guys, they've bought into what we wanted to do with as a staff. They bought into our philosophy, our style of play, and it's been good to see that they're enjoying and embracing the challenge, and you know, they've been soaking it up, you know, especially their first year professionals, and to see how many minutes that we've got for that under 21, you know, it's for me it's been great. It's been great to see, and I'm very, very happy, and I'm pleased with the guys. And it just goes to show you as well how committed they are and where we are right now in the table. We're pushing for playoffs, and I think at the beginning of the season, people looked at our squad and went, "Oh, they're young. They're young. They'll be finishing bottom of the table." But that's not the case. You know, these guys are committed and determined, and I think they've shown a lot of people that they can play this game at this level. So I'm very, very happy with them.
And just sort of similar vein of thought. Obviously, some people are drawing parallels to, you know, Pacific in 2019 in terms of sort of the minutes that you guys have been logging. But with the expanded playoffs this season, and you know, you guys sitting in fourth at the minute with the Halifax game currently playing, just sort of do you see it as a benefit or a detriment to know that if you guys do get into the playoffs, and I know that this is sort of looking into the future for, you know, three or four games past, but is it a benefit or a detriment for you guys when it comes to the fact that if you guys do get in, it means that you guys will be entering on a good train of form just by virtue of what it'll take to get in there?
What do you mean detriment? Like what? Because we got young guys? What do you mean?
I guess the question is sort of embedded in, obviously, so for you guys to get into the playoffs from the stage of the season, obviously it's going to take, you know, a good set of good run of form to,
for sure,
to be a Halifax set spot.
Yeah.
Is it a benefit or a detriment for you guys to know that once you guys do put that form together, that you will be there and you'll be facing a team knowing that you guys are on good form?
Look, I think if our goal is just to get in there, and then obviously, you know, when it comes to playoffs, it's heads or tails. Nobody knows how it's going to pan out. But first and foremost, you've got to get in there. And for us now, it's just making sure that we're competitive every match. We try to pick up as many points as we can along the way. And you know, I mean, it'd be nice for Calgary to do us a favor today and keep that spot nice and tight, and then it'll be coming down to the last few games. So we're just trying to focus on every single game, and obviously once you get into playoffs, it's anybody's luck to win it. As you can see in any sport, whether it's basketball, hockey, you just got to get in there, and then it's a one-off, and whoever's best on the day wins it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jimmy, and good luck on the next one.
Thanks, guys.
Good. Got her.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Recording stopped.